This is Radio Nepal. I am SN. Stressed over the news, the headlines first. Opposition parties demand commencement of regular winter session of Federal Parliament at the earliest. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli pledges to table recently issued ordinances in parliamentary session to be held in next 15 days for endorsement. Nepal's under-19 women's team to face Bangladesh tomorrow in ICC under-19 women's T20 World Cup. And Pakistan's former Prime Minister Imran Khan sentenced to 14 years in prison over corruption case. Now the news in detail. Opposition political parties have demanded the commencement of regular winter session of the Federal Parliament at the earliest. The CPN Maoist Centre, the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party, the CPN Unified Socialist, the Rashtriya Janamorcha, the Aam Janata Party and the Nepal Socialist Party held a joint meeting today, expressed concerns over the delay in summoning the parliamentary session and issuance of ordinances by withdrawing bills that were under discussion in the parliamentary committees. Meanwhile, chief whips of the four major political parties have reached an agreement to adopt a unified approach to advance the bills under consideration in the Federal Parliament. Nepali Congress chief whip Shyam Kumar Khimire stated that the meeting held at the UML Parliamentary Office in Simhadarbar focused on advancing the pending bills and ensuring their swift passage. The leaders also discussed the need to expedite the approval of bills stalled in the parliamentary committees by forming a unified position between the ruling and opposition parties. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli reaffirmed that the recently issued ordinances are intended to benefit the public and accelerate development. Speaking at the Silver Jubilee program of the Independent Power Producers Association of Nepal, the Prime Minister claimed that the ordinances would be presented in the upcoming parliamentary session to be held in the next 15 days for the endorsement. On energy issues, the Prime Minister emphasized the importance of boosting renewable energy production and reducing reliance on fossil fuels to ensure national prosperity. He assured that there is no need to worry about the sale of energy as producers will independently find markets for their output. Additionally, the Prime Minister announced that the government has devised a roadmap to generate 28,500 megawatts of electricity over the next 11 years. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak has emphasized the importance of the National Identity Card for good governance, efficient service delivery and crime control. During a meeting of the State Affairs and Good Governance Committee in the Parliament, the Home Minister highlighted its role in fulfilling national and international commitments related to money laundering. Home Minister Lekhak assured parliamentarians that the government is committed to protecting citizens' personal data and preventing its misuse. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung has reiterated that Public Service Broadcasting Nepal will be made autonomous. Speaking at the Public Service Broadcasting Policy in Nepal dialogue organized by Trivun University's Central Department of Journalism and Mass Communication, the Communication Minister emphasized that Public Service Broadcasting Nepal should remain free from political influence. He clarified that efforts are being made to transform Radio Nepal and Nepal Television into platforms that represent the voice of people. Minister Gurung noted that the government is studying international practices and working to make the broadcaster financially self-reliant through necessary legal forms. Vishnu Ram Neopane, acting Chief Administrative Officer of the Public Service Broadcasting Nepal, stated that expert suggestions from the dialogue would guide future actions. At the program, senior journalist Taranath Dahal, media expert Raghu Mainali and assistant professor at Central Journalism Department of Trivun University, Ghamaraj Ruitel, presented working papers on the global practice of public service broadcasting PSP law in Nepal and future directions. President Ramchandra Pawadil has inspected the under-construction Kathmandu-Tarai Madhes fast track today. According to President's Secretary, the President reviewed the progress of tunnels, bridges and roads and gathered details on the efforts needed to complete the project. After the inspection, President Pawadil urged Nepali Army to complete the project on schedule with high morale. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Bides gaye pari chinta ki na garne
Nepal Telecom ko international roaming lene
jaha bhaye pani paunu hos hami sangai
call garnus data chalaunus sansar bhari sajilai
Nepal Telecom ko international roaming seva sucharu garna *14*#dial gari wa Nepal Telecom ko app bata pani garna saknu huncha
Nepal Telecom Rashtrako Sanchar.
Welcome back. Israeli Ambassador to Nepal, Smolik Aribas, has paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli at Simhadarbar today. According to the Prime Minister's private secretariat, they discussed bilateral relations focusing on cooperation in areas such as IT, investment, tourism, employment, agriculture, modernization, education and culture. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Pakistan's former Prime Minister Imran Khan has been sentenced to 14 years in prison on Friday, while his wife Bushra Bibi received a 7-year sentence in connection with corruption and abuse of power linked to Khan's Al Qadir University Project Trust. According to Al Jazeera, Leader Khan was also fined 1 million Pakistani rupees, while Bibi was fined 500,000 rupees. The verdict was delivered by an accountability court based in Adiala Jail in Rawalpindi, where Khan has been imprisoned since August 2023. The court had reserved its decision in December last year and postponed the announcement 3 times. This conviction is Khan's 4th major case. His earlier convictions announced in January last year were related to selling state gifts, leaking state secrets and unlawful marriage, but all were either overturned or suspended. Israel's Security Cabinet has just recommended approving a ceasefire deal. Now it needs to pass the wider government cabinet for the formal approval of the deal. International media report that the wider government meeting is getting underway shortly. According to the BBC, the meeting, originally scheduled for yesterday, was postponed by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who accused Hamas of not fully adhering to the agreement, an accusation Hamas denies. However, Hamas announced this morning that the obstacles to the ceasefire has been resolved. The agreement, which was announced on Wednesday by US and Qatari officials after months of negotiation, is expected to begin on Sunday with the first stage of hostages being released. Netanyahu's office has confirmed this timeline remains possible despite the delay. Now, sports update. Nepal's under-19 women's team will face Bangladesh tomorrow in the ICC under-19 women's T20 World Cup. The match will take place at the YST UKM Cricket Oval in Bangi, Malaysia, starting at 12:15 p.m. Nepal Standard Time. Nepali captain Pooja Mahato will lead the squad in their debut World Cup appearance. Nepal's next match will be against Scotland on the 20th of January, followed by a game against Australia on 22nd of January. The 16 participating teams are divided into 4 groups, with the top 3 teams from each group advancing to the Super 6 stage. Nepal is in Group D alongside Australia, Bangladesh and Scotland. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in hilly and mountainous regions of Koshi, Karnali and Sudhapashchim provinces and mainly fair in the hilly region and mountainous regions of the rest of the country. The weather will remain partly cloudy in the Tarai region of Koshi and Sudhapashchim provinces and mainly fair in the Tarai region of the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Opposition parties demand commencement of regular winter session of federal parliament at the earliest. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli pledges to table recently issued ordinances in parliamentary session to be held in next 15 days for endorsement. Nepal's under-19 women's team to face Bangladesh tomorrow in ICC under-19 Women's T20 World Cup. And Pakistan's former Prime Minister Imran Khan sentenced to 14 years in prison over corruption case. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.